随州市2012年初中毕业生学业考试。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
1. Did you see my dictionary yesterday afternoon, Michael?
Yes, but Steve took it. You can go and ask him about it.
All right, thank you.
Question: Who took the dictionary?
Two. What do you want to do in the future?
My father wants me to be an engineer like him, and my mother wants me to be a doctor, but I want to be a singer.
Question. What is the boy's father? Three. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes.I'd like a quiet room on the second floor for 3 nights.
Okay, this way, please.
Question. Where is the man? Four. Are there more students in your class than in your brother's class, Maria?
Yes, there are 19 girls and 28 boys in my class.But there are only 35 students in my brother's class.
Question. How many students are there in Maria's class?
5. Hello, Kong Kong. Why are you unhappy?
I can't get a ticket to the football match tomorrow.
Maybe I can help you.One of my friends wants to sell his ticket to that match.
Really? Thank you very much.
Question. Why is Kong Kong unhappy?
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料。回答第六至七小题。
Let's go hiking tomorrow, shall we?
Okay. When and where shall we meet?
How about 5 o'clock on the playground?
Oh, no. It's too early, and I don't like to meet on the playground. What about 8 o'clock at the school gate?
Okay, see you then.
See you.
Let's go hiking tomorrow, shall we?
Okay, when and where shall we meet?
How about 5 o'clock on the playground?
Oh, no, it's too early, and I don't like to meet on the playground. What about 8 o'clock at the school gate?
Okay, see you then.
See you.
听第七段材料，回答第八至九小题。
May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for a coat for my daughter.
These coats are for boys. This way, please.
Well, that yellow coat is nice. May I have a look at it?
Sure. Here you are.
How much is it?
150 yuan.
That's a bit expensive. Do you have a cheaper one?
The blue one is cheaper. It's 80 yuan.
But my daughter doesn't like this color. She likes red best. I'll go to another shop to have a look.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for a coat for my daughter.
These coats are for boys. This way, please.
Well, that yellow coat is nice. May I have a look at it?
Sure. Here you are.
How much is it?
150 yuan.
That's a bit expensive. Do you have a cheaper one?
The blue one is cheaper. It's 80 yuan.
But my daughter doesn't like this color. She likes red best. I'll go to another shop to have a look. Hello, this is Bob. Is that Mary?
Yes.
How are you feeling today?
A little better. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. I hope you can come back soon.
I hope so, too. But the doctor said I had to stay in bed for at least a week.
Oh, dear. That's too long. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, now I'm worried about my lessons.
Oh, I see. You needn't worry about them. Just get lots of rest. I'll go to help you with your lessons after school from tomorrow on.
That's very kind of you. Thanks a lot.
By the way, Ms. Smith will go to see you tomorrow evening after work.
Oh, she's so busy. She needn't do that. Please tell her that I am all right, okay?
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Bob. Is that Mary?
Yes.
How are you feeling today?
A little better. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. I hope you can come back soon.
I hope so, too. But the doctor said I had to stay in bed for at least a week.
Oh, dear. That's too long. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, now I'm worried about my lessons.
Oh, I see. You needn't worry about them. Just get lots of rest. I'll go to help you with your lessons after school from tomorrow on.
That's very kind of you. Thanks a lot.
By the way, Ms. Smith will go to see you tomorrow evening after work.
Oh, she's so busy. She needn't do that. Please tell her that I am all right, okay?
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
听第9段材料，回答第13至15小题。
Welcome to Beijing Tasty Restaurant. What can I do for you?
Will you please show me a table beside the window?
Sorry, there's no table beside the window. Only one table in the center.
In the center? Okay.
This way, please.
Thank you.
Here's the menu. Could I take your order?
Yes. I'd like chicken, fish, some vegetables, 2 Cokes, and 2 bowls of rice.
Is that all? We have Beijing duck. It's so delicious. Would you like to have a try?
All right.
Okay, your food will be ready in a minute.
No. I need some time to wait for my friend. Please get my food ready in 20 minutes.
No problem. Welcome to Beijing Tasty Restaurant. What can I do for you?
Will you please show me a table beside the window?
Sorry, there's no table beside the window. Only one table in the center.
In the center? Okay.
This way, please.
Thank you.
Here's the menu. Could I take your order?
Yes. I'd like chicken, fish, some vegetables, 2 Cokes, and 2 bowls of rice.
Is that all? We have Beijing duck. It's so delicious. Would you like to have a try?
All right.
Okay. Your food will be ready in a minute.
No. I need some time to wait for my friend. Please get my food ready in 20 minutes.
No problem.
听第十段材料，回答第十六至二十小题。
Long, long ago, there was a boy named Meng Zhong. He and his mother lived a hard life. He tried to do all the housework to help his mother. One day, his mother became seriously ill. The doctor said that his mother needed some bamboo shoot soup. But at that time, snow was everywhere. Where could he find bamboo shoots? He was very worried and didn't know what to do. He cried and cried for the whole day. Suddenly, he heard some sounds, and he found a lot of bamboo shoots growing out of the ground. It was his love for his mother that moved God. In no time at all, he took the bamboo shoots home and cooked them for his mother. Soon, his mother became well again. Long, long ago, there was a boy named Meng Zhong. He and his mother lived a hard life. He tried to do all the housework to help his mother. One day, his mother became seriously ill. The doctor said that his mother needed some bamboo shoot soup. But at that time, snow was everywhere. Where could he find bamboo shoots? He was very worried and didn't know what to do. He cried and cried for the whole day. Suddenly, he heard some sounds, and he found a lot of bamboo shoots growing out of the ground. It was his love for his mother that moved God. In no time at all, he took the bamboo shoots home and cooked them for his mother. Soon, his mother became well again.